This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Jeanette Clift was the actress who portrayed Corrie Ten Boom in the movie The Hiding Place. If you saw that movie years ago, Jeanette Clift was the actress who played her. Jeanette Clift does not like to fly. She hates flying. She said, "Have you ever tried to kneel in an airplane seat with a seatbelt on to pray?" She says, "It's not very pretty." She said, "I just hate flying." She was on a flight, I think she said, from New York City to Los Angeles. And even though it was a long flight, she said it was turbulent the entire way. The flight attendants couldn't serve the meal, couldn't serve anything. Everyone was just battened down in their seats. She had a window seat. Sitting next to her was a young mother with a little girl, maybe 18 months to 2 years old. She explained to Corrie that they were on their way back to L.A. to see Dad. They'd been gone visiting relatives on the East Coast, and they were going home to see Dad. The little girl was wearing, Jeanette Cliff said, a white pinafore dress. Her hair was fixed. She was beautiful, beautiful little girl. Every man that walked down the aisle, this little girl would say, "Daddy, Daddy," thinking her dad was coming any minute. The trip was so turbulent and there was so much up and down in the flight. I'll just clean this up as much as possible. The little girl got very sick. And to put it simply, the little girl was a mess by the end of the flight, just covered. And they did their best to clean her up, but to no avail. They pulled up to the tarmac, they pulled up to the gate, and this was before 9/11, when families could come to the gate. And Jeanette Cliff said she looked out the window of the plane and she saw a man standing there with a white shirt, white pair of slacks, and a bouquet of flowers. And she said, "I know who that is. That's Dad. And I know what'll happen." She said, "I'm going to follow them to see what happens. I know Dad will take one look at this little girl and he'll keep on going, saying, 'That's not my kid,' because she was such a mess." And Corrie Ten Boom said she followed that young mother and the little girl into the gateway and down all the way to baggage claim. And she said that father took that little girl and he hugged her and kissed her. And all the way to baggage claim, he kept saying over and over, "Daddy's baby came home. Daddy's baby came home." And Jeanette Cliff said something very profound. She said, "Where did I ever get the idea that God, my father, loves me less than a young father with white shirt, white slacks, and a bouquet of flowers? He doesn't." And Jeanette Cliff said this, and it's so powerful. She said, "When you believe in the person of Jesus Christ, you belong. When you believe in the person of Jesus Christ, you belong and you behave and you become." Why? Because you are beloved. You are beloved. Loving is all about coming home, isn't it? Loving your mom and your dad is all about going home. And loving God is all about going home to be with the Father. To be absent from this body, the Bible says, is to be present with the Lord. It's all about going home to the Father. If you know Christ, Jeanette Cliff said it this way, you belong, you behave, and you become. Why? Because you're beloved. You're beloved. Let's pray together. Father, thank you. Thank you for the word today. Thank you for speaking to us through 1 Corinthians 13. Paul never meant these words to be on a plaque. He meant them to be in our hearts. He never wrote these words under the guidance of the Holy Spirit just to be read as a sentimental passage to be read at a wedding. He meant it to be written on the tablets of our hearts and carved in stone, so to speak, in our lives. That these words echo exactly what we are and who we claim to be, because we recognize the great equation in life is this: anything minus love equals zero, nothing.
And our website is crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.